something that exists outside of him. And here we are truly helpless. Only what we have, the texts that Kabbalists left us, and by which we can advance towards something which is unknown and not felt. And also, besides the Kabbalists who wrote it for us, we can perform actions between us, what they are telling us, that if you do this and that, more and more and more, in the connection between you, out of that you will start to understand bit by bit how much you are the opposite of it, far away from it, different from it, and how much you and the Creator are truly at opposite ends of reality. And out of these ends, when you will feel how much, nevertheless, it doesn't enter, it doesn't fit, it has nothing to do with you. The feelings in the mind and heart of bestowal, rather only the force of reception is there. Out of that, out of the opposite, bit by bit, you will come to know the side, the opposite side, in favor of it. These are things that are not simple, and we need to understand that we are not like the earlier Kabbalists. We have to work for the entire world as well. We don't know about it, but the view, the coarseness of the entire world, of all of the souls that are still standing ready and will need to enter in order to bestow, enter Kedusha, sanctity, faith above reason, they're all standing behind us. And we, as the Rosh of the process, need to... ...for them. And therefore, the more we will disseminate, the more we will talk about it before everyone, it's not that they will change so much as a result of it, because we also don't quite know how exactly and in what way to explain it, besides what we read from Rabash about work above reason. Really, all of his articles, indeed, all of the wisdom of Kabbalah is about that. However, we somehow will prepare some connection between us and them, the whole of humanity, and then because we will actually be in some connection between us, out of that, we will also receive an illumination from above, also for them. And this will help us advance. That is, it's not that we will only carry ourselves upward towards faith above reason, but also we will receive strength, power for them. And this will help us, all of us as well as the whole of humanity, to advance. The calculation now, and this is called the last generation, that it is for all of the souls that have never undergone corrections. Now, everyone need to advance towards corrections. This is why the states are not simple, because we, first of all, are the worst of all of the souls that must be sorted and enter the world of truth. That is, in order to bestow, so far, we did not enter earlier. Therefore, on the one hand, we're the worst. On the other hand, we are the most worthy of being the Rosh to those souls that are now still waiting, and they don't know about it. They still have no understanding, no awareness, and lack of their knowledge about their not being aware of it. This is how we advance. That's it. So the work is truly not simple. And as we learn from all the Kabbalists, anything but leave. We have to keep going, whatever it is.
The work.
Our desire grows, our brain grows, our emotions grow. We become more developed in our vessels of this world, and it becomes harder for us each and every time, each and every day. It is more difficult, more difficult, more difficult to understand. What does spirituality mean? What does it mean, faith above reason? How should I work? What do I do? I don't know. I don't know. I'm in a state where I simply don't know what to do with it. Each and every day. Each day means it could be each and every moment. The more a person is chasing, understanding and feeling and getting into it and absorbing it, perceiving it through the emotion, perceiving it through the intellect, connecting to it through the friends, he runs around and he doesn't know how to do it. From all of this exertion comes to him a deficiency in the heart. The deficiency in the heart is called a prayer, turning to the Creator. And as a result of this prayer, he begins to receive lights from above, and they, a little bit, each and every day, correct him. Correct him how? They bring him the greater feeling of darkness, lack of understanding, confusion, things like that, on the one hand. On the other hand, they bring him the opposite feeling of how much he is, doesn't belong to it, or he does belong to it, how much he doesn't understand and he doesn't grasp, but yet some illumination against it. You can have one without the other. And then, by grasping the gaps between reason and above reason, all in all you can say that, one begins to build his kli. Because the kli must comprise both discernments. Therefore, even if we feel that we don't understand, that we don't feel, that we cannot grasp this concept of faith above reason, this is how it is each and every time, meaning on each and every degree. We must understand that the fact that we don't perceive it, we don't grasp it, comes to us from a feeling when the light already shines on us, that it is the upper one, it is above reason. It gives us the opposite feeling that we have nothing to do with it. This is how it builds in us a kli for it. Therefore, all of these states are practical states. These are states that we have to go through one by one, until they activate us correctly, and then we acquire the power of faith above reason according to our degree.
I've agreed to read the articles of the lesson 15 minutes before the preparation, so actually a preparation before the preparation. We do not yet succeed to all join. I want to ask how important it is this, and can we accelerate time with this action?
It is important. Even though I understand your difficulty, what is the time now for you?
It's now 2:30.
2:30. For us it is 3:30. Well, it is difficult for you, a lot harder for you than for us to get up. Well, it is good to have some connection before you enter the preparation with everyone. At least 5 minutes to be together and do something. However, well, try. It is very important. It is very important. Yes. Even though it wasn't so with Rabash. We would come to the lesson, sit down in the lesson, and we had to immediately start to study the tests or the tree of life, such things. Or we would already be reading the articles of Rabash. Whatever he wrote, he started writing in 1984. I was talking about the years until 1984. It's worthwhile if you can spend a few minutes in order for the 10 to feel that it is together, everyone, and not that they're already out there in the entire worldly. It's worthwhile to feel together. And now, out of us being together, we're now incorporated, included in the world. So, with which line should I work?
We first need to rise above our state. And then we will see what lies ahead of us, left, right. As he says, there's the embrace of the right, the embrace of the left. We need to be in both intermittently. And then we choose according to whatever bestowal we can give, yes? Then we can understand where we work, where we can work. It's not a simple matter. You're all approaching, now especially, today especially I feel, but, well, every day is new, different. You're approaching the study with your corporeal intellect and you want to fit spiritual discernments into a corporeal box, into the corporeal mind, to understand, to divide, perform analysis, synthesis with various discernments that you hear from me. I don't think this is our way at all. We can't do any of that. In any case, you cannot absorb discernments from the upper world within the senses you have in this world, and that's what you're all trying to do. And you're trying and trying and it doesn't work. It's like
we seemingly touch it, but we cannot understand it.
Yeah, you want to get spirituality, but you want to insert it into your corporeal discernments, which you have, which that won't work. It won't go. Different scale, different discernments in mind and heart, in all your feelings, in every possible sense. You can't do that. It's like taking some problem from high maths and trying to solve it only with the multiplication table. How? You don't have the right means there. in the multiplication table. You can't solve some formula involving integrals and differentials, equation rather. You need different means, different tools. And this is what you're trying to do. And that's not right. We need to want the upper light to come and change our vessels. And these vessels, when we receive them, it'll become clear to us what we're dealing with. With these vessels, we will feel spiritual discernments, true discernments, which have nothing to do with our world. It's not the same coordinates. It's not the same gauges. You understand? You can't measure distance with a thermometer. Examples such as that. It's not the same. Not the same. Tools. It's like he writes elsewhere that you have sacks in order to keep flour in, and you have barrels in order to keep wine in. And so we're approaching it with vessels which are inappropriate for spirituality, and we want to measure spirituality and receive it in our corporeal vessels. It's good. This is how we learn exactly how we should approach it, but yes, and we won't be rid of this approach right now, today, but we need to know that the right approach is to receive illumination from above to correct us, and our intellects will be of no use here, will be no use. I see the same kind of intellectual questions coming from all the groups. It won't go. Spirituality is above our reason, therefore. We need to replace our vessels, our reason. And this is done by the reforming light, through the group, by connection, through prayer. And here it's only divine help that can do it, only help from the Creator. If He does it for us, it'll be. If He doesn't, it won't be. So, let's conduct some criticism on ourselves. What do we now want to ask, right? Compared to what we wanted to ask a minute ago, do we need to change our question?
Rab, en el estado de fe por encima de la razón, desaparecen las preguntas, o al menos son diferentes
de las que hacemos hoy día. Faith above reason, will we ask the same questions as we're asking now?
In faith above reason, you ask for the power of bestowal. You ask to rise above your vessels, to integral vessels where you're connected to everyone. And the more you're integrated with them, like a mother who's integrated with her children and she's constantly thinking about them. Well, we don't have any other example in this world except for a mother who is integrated with her children, thinking only about them. If you connect to the friends in that way and you elevate prayer, raise a prayer for them, then you begin to acquire the vessels of bestowal. That's how it comes.
Moscow 4.
Товарищ спрашивает, как человек может ускорить процесс работы в вере?
Friend asks, how can a person accelerate the process of work in faith above reason?
by disseminating, and by affiliating himself with his 10 and our global group, meaning it's to the extent that he wants to serve the general vessel of Adam HaRishon. There's no place to run here. It's either we to run to, it's either we advance in that direction or we don't, until this virus or the next one will push us towards that, regardless. Toronto 1.
Toronto 1.
Скажите, Раф, а вот этот приворот, рождение вот этих килимат-дач,
this inversion,
с внешним кли,
оно появляется, the birth of the vessels of bestowal,
только с, мозаль, только с удачей,
is it related only to luck, incidents, luck, or does it somehow depend on us, on our efforts? Is there some choice here?
We don't choose anything except for, well, one thing. In one thing we have a choice: to add more exertion. Our choice is all about increasing our exertion more and more and more. To toil and exert more and more in order to advance towards bestowal. That's the only thing.
Какая мотивация работы вере выше знания, знания на практике?
What is the motivation in the work above reason? Practically in the work, in the group, to be like the creator, or what pushes us?
Work above reason in the group means that I try to integrate with...
Rav,
what is the primary work now during this preparation?
Today, gradually, I'm actually very happy about where we are today. It seems that seriously we are beginning to understand that our minds are not built to discern, to understand, to feel, to grasp, to receive spiritual discernment. It won't work with our intellect. And the fact that you're all making an effort to somehow bring it into the intellect, into the mind, well, that's very good, that's very nice. That will bring you to the understanding that we need new vessels. And these new vessels, well, there's nowhere to receive them. It's only through integration between us and collective prayer to the Creator to change our vessels. And then, as He changes our vessels, in these new vessels we will receive spiritual discernments. And nothing else can help. And so, we are talking about our vessels today, the vessels that can be ready. Where is it? I want to know, I want to feel and understand all these questions. All the questions are of that sort. And it's good to have such questions, but in each and every question there needs to be some despair. Despair with one's own ability. Because he cannot do anything with the emotions and the intellect he received from nature. He must receive new vessels to replace them, new emotion, new intellect. Where from? From above. By what? Again, through integration with the environment and prayer to the Creator.
And you can ask questions on Kabbalah.tv.
We are learning and hearing for a long time already that the correction of our vessels happens in connection between us. Because we all come to the state we're in through a shattering. There was a single desire created by the Creator. and that desire evolved until it shattered, meaning it couldn't take in all the light that had to fulfill it in order to bestow. And that's why it broke. It shattered. And it has an impression of that light that was supposed to fulfill it. This impression is called Reshimot. These Reshimot are within us, the broken vessels. The broken vessels became in order to receive because they couldn't absorb the light, receive the light in order to bestow. And so after the shattering, turns out there are shattered vessels in every one of us, wanting to receive the fulfillment in order to receive. And so we have to correct our kli. Everyone has to correct their kli by connecting to others. Because there's nothing to correct in each and every individual kli, only in the integration of the vessels. Therefore, we have to reach a state where we aim to connect, we try to bestow to each other, we try to be together as best as we can, and not to be together according to our vessels, but it's not according to our desire, because if we want to be connected, it's not spiritual connections. It's not the kind of connection we had before the shattering. But rather, it's according to the kind of discernments, egoistic discernments, that we're in today. So how can we be connected above the egoistic calculations of our ego? How will we know about it? How will we draw closer to it? For that, we've been given a sensation called love. We don't understand what love is, because for us, love simply means the greatest pleasure that comes from using, from connecting to something I really like, I really love. And this could be food, sex, family, money, honor, power, knowledge. When I really cling to a source of pleasure, we call it loving something. Here, we need to have something else. Not loving something for my own sake, but for His sake, it's called. So I'm not enjoying my reception, but rather I enjoy the fact that someone enjoys from me. And that is the kind of altruistic, unconditional love. So, why do we call it love? Because opposite our will to receive, that appears as hatred, there's no other opposite quality than love. So love that corresponds to that is opposite to hatred, in order to bestow versus in order to receive, that's what we understand we need to have. And this is the knowledge that we acquire through the Kabbalists. So, let's see what is love. How Bala Sulam defines it and how the Kabbalists define it. Because this word, love, is a word that is... it's being used in very... this means that this condition of loving the others is a necessary and singular condition. There is no other. It's the only condition. If you carry it out, you're covering everything, including the Creator, including your attitude to everything. You don't need to do any other action but loving, achieving love of others. It's not like the others need that. You need that in order to correct yourself and reach that degree of correction you have to reach. Because that's the only thing you have to do in this world. It's the only thing. So, love their friend as thyself is what it is that you're facing. So, clarify how you need to do it. Do it as best as you can and beyond. And in your life, there is no other problem. There is no other instruction. There's nothing else you need to do. Weird. How can that be that this is the only thing? But he...
Morning, teacher. That's a big problem in love of others. If you just participate with the 10 in all the activities, then the habit helps. But when you want to integrate in the friends with everything you've got, then
it's excellent. You have a fear that you are disappearing, meaning that you can sort of dilute yourself, dissolve in them. That's very good on the one hand. On the other hand, it's like the drop of sperm in the womb that begins to integrate with the womb and be nourished by the womb. And to that extent, the embryo begins to develop. Specifically this way, we need to integrate with the group, like a drop of sperm in the womb. And the womb is designed for that.
How to go through the stage with such darkness? You're afraid of anything. How to go through it? You're seemingly frozen. You're afraid, and that's it.
Very good. Everyone says that, and you're afraid of it because of your ego, because your will to receive. Without it, you don't know what you are. If you leave your will to receive, you become purely a reshimo. That's it. And that reshimo means you've canceled everything else, and only this reshimo remains, and over this reshimo, the upper light starts shining. This is the whole matter of ibul, conception. The drop of sperm enters the womb and clings to the womb and begins to be nourished by it. By nullifying yourself, you enter the womb, and the womb guides you and takes you to a place from which you begin to be nourished, meaning you begin to grow. That's how it happens. We learn this from the study of the Ten Sefirot. This is our development. This is how we grew to become a corporeal people, and that's how we'll grow as spiritual people. What we're facing is the entrance to the womb, which is the entrance to the group, where we lose everything else. And there, when we enter the group this way, we begin to feel that the group can actually fill up my whole spiritual life. In corporeality, of course, I do everything regularly, as usual. But in spirituality, I am nullified before the group, and everyone else nullifies before the group. And through these annulments, what's left is our connection. And by that,
ביטול שלי נכון my correct annulment in the ten. Is when I do everything the friends want me to do. Very simple. And I don't stand out from them, but only in order to connect them. That I care only about the connection. This is the meaning of the correct connection for me. I try to do everything that they like.
PT8.
I heard you say that it's too early to go to the beach. You recommend not going because of the coronavirus?
I think we're not done with the coronavirus. I think there's we still have a problem with it. The problem is that we're not trying to position ourselves correctly vis-a-vis the virus, internally and externally. As we learn that love covers all transgressions, we need to be more connected, internally more connected. Then we can triumph over the virus, and together with that, we need to look after one another. When I go out to the street and I don't keep all these conditions, then first of all, it means that I do not care about the others. Not that I don't care about myself. A person who doesn't care about himself can drop dead. The question is, when I do not care about the others, that's what the virus is taking into consideration. We constantly think in the opposite way. People need to wear those masks because by that they protect themselves from others. I protect the others from myself. And that's a question. That's what we have to work on. This is the correct work against the coronavirus. How can I avoid harming everyone? The virus does not work the way we think about it egoistically. It's a different virus. It's a virus with respect to how we relate to one another. If we don't learn from it, another virus will come. A more cunning version, let's say. But nevertheless, they will teach us not how to keep the distance from everyone, or for me to run away to some desert island in the middle of the ocean. Rather, it will aim us at keeping the others from away from me. What do we need to come to? We need to come to a state where we restrict our ego. Then we place a screen and reflected light to restrict our ego. This is when I place a mask over my face in order to keep all the toxins. These connections between them. Well, it's still ahead of us, but the main thing is to look after your health and look after others around you, because you can pass on these viruses even if you're not sick. And we need to see in that an expression of my attitude towards the other. I don't want to poison the other. That's what I want first. And that's how I relate to everyone. When I wear a mask on the street, it's because I don't want to pass my viruses to others, and not because I am afraid of receiving their viruses. Let's think differently about it, and believe me, it will help us be